This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Welcome to Fairhope Hospice Presents. Hi, I'm Kim Shook, Community Education Coordinator here at Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House. And we're caring for those on their journey with a terminal illness. And we have on our program today with Kristen Glazier, our president and CEO.
Welcome.
And our guest today is Kermit Welty, and he's our chaplain. And we are honoring you today because you have some news. So welcome.
Well, thank you. It's my privilege to join with you today and serving not only staff, but more importantly, the families here at Fairhope Hospice.
And we just want to congratulate you on your retirement.
I'm not so sure if I believe that yet, but you are just the worker bee, and you know, you're so good at what you do.
Well,
you've been
you.
With us for how many years?
8.5 years.
8.5 years.
Seems to some people like 20, but to me, it's been like yesterday.
You seem like you've been here many more years than 8 years. Mm-hmm. My goodness.
Well, you didn't start out with the hospice part of it. You worked in grief for a while?
Well, I was chaplain.
Uh-huh.
And then grief department, and then back to chaplain.
Okay.
So it's been a sandwich, kind of an Oreo sandwich, okay, with grief in the middle. And I caused a lot of grief. I was really good at grief department.
I think you do quite well in what you do.
Thank you.
That's why we want to honor you today.
Well, I appreciate that.
And share with the community all that you've done for us and for the community.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us how you got your start in the ministry originally.
My career was very simple. I graduated from college as a physical education major and spent about 13, 14 years as a YMCA director. And then following that, I went into the pastorate. My last pastorate was in Columbus. My wife is from Lancaster, and at about 10 or 12 years ago, we decided that we've been at the church for 20 years, and it was time to move on. And at my age, we weren't sure that it would be fair to a church to start a whole new ministry. So we moved to Lancaster, and one of Kathy's high school friends named Kathy Kessler recommended that I apply at Fairhope Hospice. And as I investigated it, I'm going, I don't think I can do this job working with families that are, in duress and facing a circumstance that they've been told there's nothing else that can be done for them. And that's overwhelming to most families. And I did not know that I would be able to do that. But I can say that I can't figure out a better way to cap a career than having served here at Fairhope Hospice for this time. It's been a joy working with the staff here, such a caring, dedicated staff. And then patients that genuinely have needs, it's been a blessing for me.
It's interesting to hear you say that before you started to work here, you weren't sure if you could do it. Because to me, when I look at you and see the work you do, I think he's perfect. You know, he just kind of waltzes in and is able to really just meet the patients where they are, give them what they need. So it's interesting. I wonder, probably, you know, maybe other employees feel like that they just don't know if they can do it.
Oh, I'm sure that there are. And but you've got support of staff. They walk alongside of you. Administration steps up and is willing to give you guidance, instruction, and support, which has been a blessing. And I think it's a great team. And I know that there's times that I have gotten involved with several staff. Right now, we have one of our staff members whose husband is end of life, and I spent some time there this morning with the family, and it's hard because you know these people quite well, and you want to fix something for them, and your hands are tied, so to speak.
And you're such a blessing to the community in reaching out for support, but the staff support that you give is just amazing, because I know our staff goes through so much that they see and do every day of their work life, and to have to deal with that, and then to have our staff support as yourself and the grief team that can help our staff is amazing.
Yeah, you've got the grief team and you've got the social workers and the chaplains, and I would say over the 8.5 years, I probably worked with probably 24 to 30 staff members individually at a given time or other. And it's, you know, some of them are dealing with personal issues that they don't want to bring to work, but they want help in them. We've dealt with that. We've dealt with families that staff members that have lost loved ones, walked through a couple of marriages, and it's just been a wide variety of things that I've had the opportunity to do.
Well, tell us a little bit about your role as a chaplain and a spiritual leader here at Fairhope. What do you do every day?
Well, the number one thing is our patient load. And over the 8.5 years, I'll give you a chance to guess how many patients, over 8.5 years, with a year and a half of that out in the grief department, how many patients do you think I have been assigned to help?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know.
2,222.
Wow.
That number comes from Shauna, so it's not right. Don't blame me. But I asked her a while back how many patients I had. I didn't know that she could do that.
Yeah.
And she got back to me right away and said I had 2,211 at that time. And since that time, I've had an 11 more. So it'll be an easy number to remember because it's four twos.
Yeah.
But 2,222 patients. And a typical day, now I do it a little bit different than some of the other chaplains. A lot of the chaplains call the day of to try to make their visits, and I always try to call the day before. And so I come in and I schedule my next day that I'm working, first thing in the morning, and then we make home visits, hospital visits, Pickering House visits, and facility visits. And by facilities, we're talking assisted livings and extended care facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And so my job is just to go. To find out what spiritual concerns they might have. It's not my job to direct them in a given direction, but it's my job to work so that they have peace in whatever their belief system is, so that they're ready to transfer from life in the flesh to whatever life after the life in the flesh is for them, and try to help them make sure that they're prepared to enter into that afterlife.
And, you know, I think it's important for you to talk about the fact that not everybody wants to see a spiritual, a chaplain, or, and that's okay.
Yes.
You know, we're here and we offer support, but, you know, a lot of times people will ask you into their homes for all different reasons.
Yes.
You know, maybe they need to, you know, just really think about or focus maybe on where they're going. Maybe they've not had a close relationship or a spiritual relationship. And so at that time, they really, I mean, I'm sure you hear and help people through so many different things.
Yes. I think one of the most interesting was patients that we had that I dealt with and had the funeral service for was a full-blooded Indian.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't any religious leader around. And so I had to take on the role of an Indian spiritual leader.
Wow.
And that service took place in a facility, not in in a funeral home or a church, but in a more of a park-like setting. And it was just a very good experience. They had enough Christianity that you could mold that into it, but at the same time, you know, honoring the concept of the four natural beings, you know, like sun, wind, light, and water.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a very interesting experience. I had another full-blooded Indian come up to me, and he says, I want to make sure that you you do my funeral service. And I said, well, looking at your age and my age, you probably better find somebody else, because I'm much older than you are. But that was a neat experience.
It's a nice compliment.
It was a compliment. I yes, it was.
So how do you, you know, you must run into all kinds of different beliefs.
Yes.
And, you know, how do you, you're not an expert in all of them, but what do you guys do, what you and the other chaplains, if you have, you know, someone that believes something differently than you don't have a lot of experience with, what do you do?
A lot of research.
Okay.
For instance, when I got the call for that patient, it was an Indian. They had declined chaplain visits.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm driving back from a visit up in the Pickerington area, and I get the call that I have to stop at this family, and they happen to be in the Carroll area. So got on my phone and started ringing on the phone and went into there somewhat prepared. Over my time as a chaplain, I've dealt with 18 different religious belief systems.
Wow.
And most of them, I just, once I find out, I you know, do research and try to find out. I've got several books that talk briefly about various religions. I don't like to go into that and try to learn from them. I like to go in and have some of the understanding of their terminology.
Yeah,
and, you know, if you don't develop trust, then you're not going to move forward as a chaplain. And so I don't like to go in and just quiz them. Well, what do you do about this? What do you believe about the afterlife? I want to have some concept before I go into that.
And that's just you being respectful of their beliefs,
that's
too.
My,
so that's great.
My
that's a great point.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Meeting them where they are.
And attempting to.
And it's amazing to know that there's been that many that you've ministered to of different belief systems here in our community, to know that there's that many.
That was a surprise to me as well.
Experience.
You think of rural Lancaster, and you think tend to be pretty much Protestant, Catholic, and there's a nice variety.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if you're just tuning in, we have been talking with Kermit Welty, our chaplain here at Fairhope. And if you have information or questions that you may have, if you are in need of any of our services, our number is 740-654-7077, or you can check out our website at fairhopehospice.org, and our number, toll-free number, is 800-994-7077. And so we will be right back and find out more about Kermit Welty, our chaplain. Thank you.